I took your advice. It was very good advice. Sean? Sean?
Look, I can see that you think you know me, but I don't know who you are. My name is Captain Coulter Stevens.
You're kind of freaking me out.
The setting is a commuter train speeding toward Chicago. If Sean, the man who just awoke from a fitful nap, seems confused, it's because he's actually Captain Stevens, a military officer sent on a most unusual and critical mission into the mind of another person.
At 7:48 this morning, Central Standard Time, a bomb exploded on a commuter train, killing everyone on board. And that's the train that you've been on.
No, I'm right here. You're talking to me right now.
A man named Sean Fentress was on that train. He, for all intents and purposes, is now you.
This makes no sense.
The officer at the other end of the communications link explains that Captain Stevens has been sent into the final memories of this bombing victim through an experimental computer program named Source Code. It allows him to see and hear and interact with the world of this other person for only 8 minutes, his last 8 minutes. But in that time, he needs to discover clues that could save many more lives.
Think, Captain, remember back. Who bombed the train?
I don't know who bombed the train!
Then try again. We've been informed there'll be another attack in 6 hours. If you find the bomber, the next attack can be prevented.
Jake Gyllenhaal stars as Captain Stevens, who struggles with the concept, but starts to believe he can change the past that he's sent back to relive over and over again.
Well, the first time I read the script, I remember reading the first 15 pages of the script, just like watching the first 5 minutes of the movie, and being completely enthralled, and then putting it down because I thought, there's no way that the rest of the script is going to be as good as the first 15 pages. And I couldn't not go back and pick it up pretty quickly afterwards. And so I picked it back up, and I read the rest of it and was blown away by it. And I just thought to myself, you know, there's a great character in the middle of this movie, and the only way this is going to be sort of worlds beyond other movies in a similar genre is if you have a real character in there.
Vera Farmiga plays Captain Goodwin, the highly focused officer who's the time traveler's only link with the real world. She's a face on a screen who debriefs him, then restarts the computer program that repeatedly sends him back to the doomed train.
To me, it's not so much what she's saying, but what she's not saying, what's difficult for her to say, what she's trying not to tell him, and then making sure that thoughts were precise, because I think what ultimately compelled me about the character, I had to be compelled by the character in order for an audience to, and for me, that became about thoughts.
Michelle Monaghan rounds out the triangle of main characters as Christina, the woman on the train who the time traveler encounters every time he's sent back on his mission. Monaghan believes the science fiction merely provides an avenue into a powerful human drama.
Is it ethical to sacrifice one life to save thousands? You know, after having seen the movie a couple of times and then going to dinner afterwards, people are really debating it. I was really surprised how provocative, actually, the material is. I knew when I read it was, but really people have strong opinions about it, and it's not just black and white, it's very gray.
What would you do if you knew you had less than 8 minutes to live?
I don't know. I'd make those seconds count.
Tell me everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Source Code is the second film for director Duncan Jones, who won acclaim for his 2009 drama Moon, also about a solitary man on a dangerous mission. Jones believes Moon and Source Code represent a return to what sci-fi films used to be before they were overtaken by special effects.
What we can do with special effects now has been driving the science fiction renaissance. But once everybody gets over the whiz-bang potential of the special effects, and they will, because at some point the explosions and the aliens and all of that are just not going to be the draw anymore. You're not going to want to see that again. I'm hoping, and I'm feeling fairly confident, that it's going to be more about ideas and about richer storytelling and interesting characters.
Duncan Jones is at the beginning of his filmmaking career, but he's been exposed to show business his whole life. His father is legendary rock star and occasional actor David Bowie. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.